Let's all be seated in the presence of God. I greet you all this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for these wonderful rites. I beg that somebody reduces that light for me. I am born again this morning. As I bring you the word of God, it's from a point of salvation. Amen. The Lord has paid the cost for me on Calvary, and I bless him because I'm therefore under no condemnation because of the work that he has done for me. If it was by the grace of men, I promise you this morning, I would not stand in your presence. But by the work that Jesus Christ has done on Calvary, that's the business that brings us here this morning. There are many other places that we go to in different businesses. And when we get into those places, we are accredited or our credentials are looked at by virtue of the business of the meetings that we attend. But in this service this morning, God bless you so much. Thank you. In this service this morning, we are here because of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the work he has done for us. Thank you very much, Pastor Tony. Thank you for the elders of the church for allowing me to share this pulpit with you. It's not for granted. You don't just share pulpits with everybody. The Lord will have to give you favor to do that. Amen. I bless the Lord because of this far that he has brought you and he has brought me. This morning, we will continue from what Pastor has been talking about enlarging our territories. And I bless the Lord because of the things that he has put in my heart. 3/4 of the things that I will share with you are things in which I have walked with God. I would rather share with you the Lord on which I have walked than tell you about a Lord that you will need to walk which I have not been through. Amen. I would rather tell you one thing of what I experienced on my so many years of walk with God than tell you one thing that you need to do which I have not done. And I bless the Lord this morning because of all the experiences that he has given us. Go with me in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10. We will be talking about a man called Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 to 10. And the Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the name of the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted that which he requested. Father, in Jesus' name this morning, we thank you. We exalt you because of who you are. You are our shield and our deliverer. Thank you, God, because you are our portion this morning. As we share your word, minister unto each one of us at the point of our need for the glory of your holy name. Minister unto us, Lord. We have come unto you because you are our hope and our salvation. Redeem us and deliver us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to share about this wonderful man called Jabez. As I have been going through the Bible, Jabez is one of the men who made the most sincere prayers unto God. As mothers who have born children, we look for all the beautiful names for our children. I got my daughter and named her Carol, glad tidings, because she was a joy unto my heart. We look for beautiful and nice names to give our children because maybe of the things that we have gone through in those particular times. And when the mother to this child gave birth to him, he called him Jabez, meaning sorrow. To give a child a permanent name that is going to make a difference in his life, this woman must have gone through so much that we may not be able to explain today. She must have looked into the eyes of this child and borne the pain that she had been through. And she did not see the hope of anything becoming better from the circumstances that prevailed for that child. But I am here to tell you this morning that there is an almighty God whom I preach and whom I believe in, who has brought me this far, who is able to change circumstances from the looking point of men and bring us to a different point. Kelo and David, welcome into the house of the Lord. And let me tell you, brethren, when this woman went through her pain and gave forth this child, if on her day of delivery she calls her child pain, that would tell you what she had been through in 9 months. But the Lord, my God, did not look upon the pain of that woman, praise the Lord, but looked into the destiny of the child. And that is what blesses my heart this morning. That God is not going to look at my prevailing circumstances. Let me tell you, brethren, men will judge you on what they know about you. Men will talk about you on what they know about you. People will talk about Noel on basis of who Noel is in their eyes. But I want to tell you today, there is an almighty God who searches the spirits of men and who looks at us in the virtue of what our destiny is in Christ Jesus. I bless the Lord this morning. Jabez made a prayer that any one of us could have made or have made today. And he said 5 things before the presence of God. He said, Lord, bless me indeed. Amen. The blessings of the Lord are the only blessings in this lifetime that bringeth no sorrow. If you want to contend with any man, contend with them on what they have been able to achieve. You want to deal with the government of America today, tread on their economy. And tread on the things that are valuable to them. But let me tell you, there is a God who blesses a man and blesses him indeed. And his blessings added no sorrow. And Jabez knew the secret. He said, I'm not going to go to the chief of this camp. I'm not even going to the commander. But I am going to him who made me. I was blessed by Brother Julius' prayer this morning. He said, God, you who made me. Amen. The Lord God who knows the chemistry and the science that has formed you. Why are you so quick to go to men and ask of men? Go to God and ask of God. And Jabez decided, my circumstance and my situation is just too much. I don't want it from any man. Let me go to God, because even my mother, who I love so much, is not able to see anything better in me than pain. He went to God and said, God, that you may bless me indeed. The other thing that he said, Lord, enlarge my territories. Enlarge my territories, oh Lord. When your territories are enlarged of God, I thank him, because it doesn't matter which man thinks you're not worth it. If it was by the decision of the chief of your area, you'd not be in America today. If it was by the decision of the PS in Nairobi, I would not be here today. But I thank God, because God did not consider the consulate of the Kenyan government. Nor did God ask of my mother, can I take your daughter and take her to where she is now? Amen. I want to bring you to a place where you're not going to have regard for the things that men have put you under, what they have submitted you to, what they have subjected you to, but you're going to put your focus on God, the author and the finisher of your faith. When you know the author and the finisher of this book, let me tell you something. This book has a title. Amen. And this book has a back cover. The author of this book is the mastermind behind it. The author of this book is the authority behind it. The author of your life is the mastermind of your life. He's the one that holds your destiny in his arms. Sister Veronica, bring me some water. This is the value of Sister Waja in the house. Tell her we missed her. Amen. And the Lord heard the prayer of Jabez. There are 3 other things that Jabez has said. He said, let your hand be with me. Keep me from evil and keep me from grief. This may sound like simple words, like simple things that any man could pray for, but listen to me. These are the most powerful words that came from the mouth of Jabez, which transformed and changed his life around. I want to bring you to a place where the words that will come forth from your mouth are going to be powerful things that are going to change your destiny and the destinies of men. We have wasted so many words in this life. We have said so many things about people. But if the words that we are speaking are not changing their lives, don't speak them. Save some effort if it's not going to have an impact. I tell you that in all love. Amen. There are some basic principles that make a man come to God and talk these kind of things in his presence. Basic principles that every one of us will need to know. And one of those principles is knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something. When my son David knows that he is a son to me, it does not matter what you think about him. Because he will go home to his mother's house after all is said and done. Amen. When Purity knows that she's a daughter to her father, even if the American government did not hold her, she'll go back to her father's house. When you know who you are in the kingdom of God and in Christ Jesus, there are principles and things you will hold on to and not let any man grab them from you. Because you know what the Lord has done for you. You know, it amazes me, and it has amazed me since I have been having a walk with Christ, that men will want me away from my point of focus. What are you focused on this morning? Who are you looking unto this morning? In all those things that you're going through, in all our broken relationships, in the upheavals that we are going through, in the dark as various as the valley of death, who is your focus on? Let me tell you, there are times I have chosen on my own accord not to look down on the stones that I'll be walking on, not even to bother whether they are nails or they are thorns, and I have chosen to look up and focus upon the Lord. Because I know when the situation gets very rough, he will hold me and carry me in his arms. That is why, Pastor, I will not be in your business. If I'm not praying for you and I'm not working with you, I will step aside. If someone is not working for you and is against you, let them go their way. Why are you so bothered like you're equally yoked together with them? It is the time, let me tell you, to learn to separate yourself. Keep your focus on him who is the author and the finisher of your faith. And fear him who is able to kill the body and the soul and throw both of them to the devil. But do not fear a man who can only kill this body. The worst that anybody would do to me today is just take this body and kill it. But him who made me, who formed me, who knows me, will hold my destiny to the end. Him who has promised to be with me from now and to eternity. That author and finisher of your faith is the one that I'm telling you this morning, that keep your focus on him. When we have been learning through Pastor Moruti's teachings and Pastor Tony's teachings, we had fundamental things that we talked about, pitching your tent. But Pastor took us a step further and said, listen, now you need to enlarge your tents. You need to move from a place called here to a place called there. And to be able to move from a place called here to there, you need to focus on where you're going. You cannot remain here and look here and consider here and regard here and value here and hold on to here like you do not know where you're going. If you want to change, and let me tell you, some of the basic things that make a man want change. When you see a man moving from one place, Brother Nicholas came here and told us, I'm moving from Atlanta. When you see a man take a step of faith and move from one place to another place, it's because he wants change. He has declared, my environment will not hold me anymore. And I need a change, and I'm going for change, and no man will stop me from experiencing change. If you want to move in your spiritual life from a place called here to a place called there, you've got to purpose, determine, and move. Because if you do not move, so long as you're standing at the same one position and you're not moving, your situation is not going to change. If you're tired of what you're doing and you determine you want a change, you've got to make a step. For those of you who are going to school, you want to change in your profession, you've got to make a step. And you've got to work towards what you want. Amen? The reason that people do not want to dare change is because they do not want to change themselves first. And they do not want to work towards the change that they're asking for. They have pitched a tent here, and they want that tent to remain. And you're calling God to bless you every day, that, oh, Lord, enlarge my territories. And you remain on the same tent, it's already overflowing. So if it's already overflowing and you want something different, then determine to move and change your circumstances. The Lord may be calling you now and always and telling you, come unto me, all ye who labor, and I will give you rest. But every time you come unto him, you continue carrying your burdens. What can he do? My Jesus is a gentleman. Let me tell you, I have valued most the way Jesus deals with me. He doesn't force me into anything. No. He tells me, child, come, let us reason together. And when I sit down and we reason together, he tells me, it's time for your change. you want to change? And if I say no, he tells me, when you get tired of it, come to me and we'll listen together. And I will help you into change. The circumstances that are prevailing in our lives will take you to want to change. Let me tell you, salvation is not a general matter. Sister Purity, salvation is not about everything else that surrounds you. It's about me and my heart. Jesus Christ has died for me, Noel, as he has died for Carol, my daughter. And he has promised me things in his kingdom that pertaineth to my child. Because he has said, my kingdom is for you as a person who is a candidate selected for my kingdom and your children. Game short. So it doesn't matter who doesn't want my children in my kingdom. It doesn't matter who takes them and drags them out of the kingdom. The word is spoken. It's settled now and forevermore in heaven and on earth. And the devil in hell knows it. Amen. Once you know that the word is settled for you, then do not get worried. I have come to a point of my life where I'm not worried about situations. Let them learn out of hand. It's all right. Let me tell you, I know the man behind the curtain. When I look through the curtain of time, I'm able to identify who is working in a situation. And if it's the devil at work, the Bible tells me that it is for this reason that Jesus Christ was made manifest, that he may destroy all the works of the enemy. And therefore, it do not matter to me how many stitches he has put on my work, because the Lord will undo them. Amen. When I know him whom I have believed, I have the courage to sit here and watch you do things. Because him who is my shield and my protection will not allow you. Amen. Will not allow man to keep poking at me. And I have seen the Lord fight. And let me tell you, the most tremendous fights I have enjoyed in my life is when I have refused to fight and sat back and said, God, for this overwhelms me, for this is too much for me. Lord, fight for me. And let them know that you're the Lord, my God, on my side. And you sit back and enjoy it. Amen. The trouble is every time I have stepped out of the camp and gone out to fight. Even when he told me, don't open your mouth. I love David. Let me tell you, David says words that bless me all the time. He said, I chose to tie my tongue with a rope. And I said nothing, no good word and no bad word. Amen? Times come in our lives when you need to say no good word or no bad word. And simply keep quiet because you know him who fights for you. And let me tell you, because you know what a man bringeth forth. A man will only speak from the abundance of his heart. And let me tell you, I have said this many times before. When you walk into a meeting, just sit down and let everybody talk and listen. And you will be able to tell what is it they are speaking from. Because they will only speak from the feeling that is in their hearts. Jabez prayed unto God and said, Lord, that you may bless me indeed. And the Bible says that the Lord heard the prayer of Jabez. If you have determined in your life that you have come to a position of change, look up unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith, the mastermind of your life. Nobody gives themselves a day. Nobody is able to add a second into their lives except God does it. And if it is the Lord in control, then do not worry about the spinning of the wheel. I love what my brother T.D. Jakes says, that it does not matter how fast the spinning of the wheel goes. He will not let me lose my mind. He will hold on to me and he will be there to regulate the speed for me. Amen, brethren. The other thing that blesses me about this prayer of Jabez is knowing who you're dealing with. When you know that you cannot deal with the commander-in-chief, like I know that it will be very difficult for me to get into Obama's office and give him a piece of my mind. I have a territory in which I can step, which I'm allowed 24/7 to go sort out my issues. And when I sort them in the secret with God, I sit here and watch a physical manifestation of the things that I prayed for. When we go to those places of work and nothing is moving and nobody wants to see that the Lord is at work, what do you do? Amen. I thank God I've had the honor of working with my child. And when things are not working, and I say, child, don't worry about this. It will be fixed. We have watched the Lord fix things. Amen. because of the faithfulness of the Lord. Do not worry and do not stress yourself about the things that men plan against you. Amen. I love God so much. Let me tell you about something that really blesses my heart about this wonderful woman in the Bible called Rebecca. Rebecca was the mother of Jacob. And Rebecca, being a mother of Jacob, was the mother of Esau. And God had talked to Jacob when she was, to Rebecca when she was pregnant. And Rebecca was in turmoil about these seeds that were in her stomach. And let me tell you, her husband had gone seeking the Lord because Rebecca was barren. So when she finally conceived and there were these twins in her stomach and she was in turmoil and in pain, Rebecca said, oh my God, she went to seek the Lord. She hadn't sought the Lord about a child. It's the husband who sought the Lord about her pregnancy. And Rebecca got pregnant. Now when she was with seed, she cried unto God because, God, what is this? Who are they that are making noise in my stomach? And what is it about them? And the Lord spoke to him and said, the greater, the older shall serve the younger. It was settled now and forevermore in heaven and on earth. But my sister Rebecca, and I love her in all due respect, my sister Rebecca decided, hold on, I've been waiting. For 25 years, yeah. I have waited, and nothing is moving, and my husband is old. Maybe it was my voice. Maybe I didn't even hear it right. So now let me help God here. I need to help God here. You know those instances where you need to help God here because you think like he's taking too long and you come and say, God, listen, I know you said it and I'm not refuting your word. I know you said it, but listen, it's taking too long. Don't you see? So now let's do this. Let me help you out a bit. So Rebecca took Jacob aside and decided, now this is what is going to be. Let me tell you, the cost that woman paid for that one mistake is so great that it's recorded in the Bible today that I may learn from it. She lost her son Jacob because Jacob had to travel to another country and live there. And her husband had died. Her point of consolation was no more. And the son who remained was up in arms against her because you and my brother conspired against me. How do you think the life was from there on for that woman? There are some situations in our lives that are as a result of the things that we have done. And I bless the Lord for them because we pay so dearly for them. Until when I look back, I will tell you, I purity, I know the cost that I have paid in this, and don't drag me back into it. I'm not going back. I know the tears I have cried. I know the pain I have been through. I'm not going back to it. And when you hear people in the village having that idle talk of, oh, you know what Rebecca did? She will say, that was 3 years ago. Stop telling me about my 3 years ago. Because I'm here now with Christ and have borne the pain and have paid the cost. All those nice, beautiful mistakes that people have made in the Bible, including my sister Sarah, and thinking that God had taken so long and bringing this woman, Hagar, into the picture. And then finally telling Hagar, you've got to wake up and leave. Excuse me, how do you tell somebody to leave with the powerful seed of your son, of your husband? That is going to affect you now and in the history of the generations to come. Amen. Do not rush God in his work. He's at work in your life. Sit back and relax and settle because the Lord Almighty is at work in your life. Amen. I bless the Lord so much because when we are able to recognize the capabilities and the limitations of the people at work, we are able to take a stand and stand by it and not move. The capabilities of the Lord, my God, is that he spoke everything into being, including what you see today, including that beautiful car that Brother Julius is driving. The Lord has spoken everything into being in your life. And his blessing is not going to add sorrow into your life. Amen. His capability is that he's able to carry you through from your beginning to the end. He spoke to Abraham and told him, I have seen your generations. And for 400 years, I'm going to take them into captivity. But listen, that's not the end of the story. After the 400 years, I will bring them out of Egypt with great riches. And that's what happened. Let me tell you, all the gold and silver that the children of Egypt had boasted about, and all the nice clothes, all the beautiful linens, they gave them to the children of Israel in one night. But what did they do with them? Now that you have prayed and the Lord has heard your prayer and blessed you indeed, like he did with Jabez, What have you done with your blessings? They took them to the wilderness and made an idol calf and worshipped the idol and forgot the Lord their God who had given them the gold for free. The Bible tells me that when it was time to build the temple, they brought in gold until the man of God said, don't bring in anymore. We have enough to adorn the temple. Hold the rest unto yourselves. When you know the capabilities of the Lord, your God, you will stand in fire and know that that fire will not burn you. And know that you will walk out of that fire not even smelling of smoke. And those that put you in the fire will be standing there saying, oh my God, we see a fourth man in the fire. Where did this man come from? He has been watching you all along. Because before he brought you to life, he had lived your whole life, Mrs. Moruti, and he came back to the beginning and brought you forth. So who shall I walk with? I have told several people, listen to me, you met me in Dallas. You knew me in Dallas. Amen. Except someone like Brother Julius, who knew me when I was a small girl. You just found me here. Are you surprised at how much people who knew you the other day are in your business? Are you going to fear him who knew you from the beginning or them who know you in Dallas? Who do you have greater value for? Amen. The capabilities of the one that brought and made you and connected you and has placed you here by divine appointment is the one at work in your life. And the limitations of him who is seeking to destroy you every day is that he's not able to do anything unto you. There are times I've stood up to the devil and said, listen, in all regard of who you are, I decide now to look at you with contempt. Because you do not deserve my respect at all. And there are issues you will walk to in life and say, I dismiss this issue with the contempt it deserves. Because it doesn't deserve your attention. Why? Because you know him whom you have believed and who is on your side. Him who is in you is greater than him who is in the world. Once you know that, let me tell you, this is why Joshua said, recite this word and keep this word and teach this word to your children and hang this word on your doorposts. Let everything be about the word of God in your life. If there's anything to chew and to keep in your heart, it's the word of God. So that when those situations arise that need to be addressed with that word, they will get the word of God that they need. Because behold, the Lord has exalted his word above his name. And the name of Jesus is the name unto which all of us are going to bow. So if his word is that important unto him, and he has sent forth his word and healed us, and he has sent forth his word, and it has performed all these things for us, then who are we going to fear? As we enlarge our territories, who are we going to do it with? If the Lord sent you to rebuild the walls of a city, Nehemiah, go forth and do it. It doesn't matter that Tobias is going to be there. Tobias was always there. What is new about a Tobias in your life? Tobias has always existed. That is why the story of Tobias is recorded in the Bible. So when you read it, you know it. Tobias will always be there. So do not worry about an opposition that came up because of the work of God. Opposition will always be there. Do not worry about people in your house who are doing ABC. They were always there. What do you think Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, went through when she got pregnant? And the whole village was looking at her. Oh my God, now she's pregnant. Now we are going to see how she's going to do it. You see, now she's old. She may not even know what diapers to buy and the clothes to buy and blah, 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 blah. It has always been there until it got recorded in the book of Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 that get yourselves now therefore from those women who speak vanity. Amen. And Elizabeth, when she had brought forth John the Baptist, knowing so much that John the Baptist was here to prepare the way for Jesus Christ, every woman looked at her and said, hey, we've never seen anything like this. I have 14 of my own, and I'm able to dress them and feed them, and they stay with me. Have you ever seen them walking in the streets? No. They dwell with me in my house. I feed them, I clothe them, and they're happy. Look at this one. A woman has given birth to one son that she cannot bring. She can't bring up. She can't even teach this one son manners. Why is he shouting out there and distracting us a whole night. Now we can't have peace. Hey, chief, now listen. Call that bastard to your camp and tell him he needs to shut up. That didn't stop the work of John the Baptist from going on. Amen. Brethren, we are going through enough things in our lives that what we need to focus on is the author and the finisher of our faith. Him who has brought you into being is the one that you need to focus on. Shift your focus. I was talking to some brethren and I said, listen, when things get to a situation like this, what you need to do is shift. Get from a position of justification and get into a position of grace. And from there, let Christ work for you. Because so long as you are in the defense, you will be beaten down to your ground. Because the devil will come with his chariots of war. But I bless one man of God who said, I have looked and searched. And where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. I have sought in the mountains and my help is not coming from there. Amen. I bless the Lord because of what he's able to do. Let the resources that Jesus Christ has given you in this word work for you. We are looking for resources. If we want resources in our homes. Let the resources that Christ has offered you work for you. Because your resources are plenty in Christ Jesus. And when you believe in him and trust in him, let me tell you, the Lord will move. And the Lord will do it. Praise be to God. I bless the Lord this morning because it is him who is willing to reveal unto you the things of the kingdom. Do not worry about the things that are around you. Worry about the things that are within you. My mind has been a battleground for a long time. And this is where things get planted. So deal with your mind. Amen. A man is his own greatest enemy. But when a man searches from within himself and allows the Spirit of God to search from within him and tell him, now listen, Noel, what you need to deal with is that fear that the devil has planted in your life. Because fear is not of God. Fear is not of me. I didn't bring fear to you. No, fear is supposed to be a punishment. And I'm not punishing you for anything. So what are you afraid of? Do not be afraid. Amen. When you're able to listen more to the Spirit of God than to that voice, other voice that speaks and distracts you, oh, things change. Oh, things change. When you know that him who has called you in his faithfulness will take you all the way through, oh, things change. Respect the distance that you have come with the Lord. I would tell you today, the distance that I have covered with the Lord is worth respect. And I'm not going to look down on it, and I'm not going to tread on it at the request of any king. Because if him whom I was with on my journey, him who is God, has walked me all through, he's faithful to carry me for the rest of the journey. Respect the distance that you have come with the Lord. David said, ever since he was a small boy to the time that he wrote the Psalms, that he's never seen a faithful man deserted of the Lord. Nor the seed of the righteous borrowing blood on the roads. I was so blessed by the words that were spoken to Rebekah by his brother Laban and his father. And they said, go forth and let anybody who fights against you, let all your enemies be trodden upon. Bring forth seed that's going to bring victory in your life. What words are we speaking forth to our children? Speak words. Let me tell you, even when they have messed badly. Oh, I've been there. I'm a mother of three. And David is 17. Carol is 24. I've been through it. Amen. But let me tell you, even when they have messed up, I tell them, I love you. Because there is nothing as precious as these seeds that the Lord has given unto me. The Lord says that I have given you these seeds for signs and wonders in your life. Period. It doesn't matter anything else that you see physically. I don't care what else you want to say. They are for signs and wonders in my life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I thank God because of who he is in our lives and because of the things that he does for us. Opposition is for sure, as we have said. Opposition is for certain. It is surely going to be there. Do not escape responsibility simply because you think the opposition is so great. Jabez sat down after he was blessed. and said, I've got to defend my tent. I've got to defend what the Lord has given unto me. And let me tell you something, Pastor. I bless the Lord because once we get blessed, we have been in this house crying unto God, oh God, bless me. Oh God, bless me. And the Lord has blessed us. Pastor Munene, you have cried unto God and God has blessed you. What are you going to do with the blessing now? You said, God, I want to go to school, Ezra, and the Lord has blessed you. I bless the Lord because I've seen this young man grow, and I'm so delighted at the things that the Lord has done in this young man's life. He's a pride to me. Amen? He has prayed, and the Lord has brought him this far. What are you going to do with those blessings? How do you defend the blessings that the Lord has given unto you? Let me tell you. The man of God, Elijah, came to a time of his life, and he was so angry with the idol worship that existed in Israel. And he said, God, tell that king, there is not going to be any lane or dew except by my word. He knew what his relationship was with God. And he knew he's able to hold the heavens and shut the rain. Let me tell you, in your situation, as a priest, as the Lord has ordained you, you are able to shut rain from coming down. And by my word, there is not going to be anything in this place except you turn aside and look at the direction of the Lord. And this man of God, when it was time for him to cry unto God for rain, you hear me? He shut the heavens. And he realized, oh my God, it's been 3 years now, and there needs to be rain in this place. I want to give you the secret. When you have shut everything with the words of your mouth and you have said there is going to be no peace in this house, and you, my husband, you're not going to prosper, you're not going to have anything except by my word because you have been unruly and blah, 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 all those things that we speak. Let me tell you. And you realize, sure thing, it has happened. By your word, you come back to God and kneel before God and say, Lord, I pray unto thee. And let me tell you, the man of God travailed in prayer. Travailed in prayer so that the situation that he spoke into existence could now be spoken out of existence. The same words that you have spoken things into existence with is the same word that you need to come back and speak those things out of existence with. Amen. And I tell you, I've been there. I know how it feels. I know the pain of sitting here for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, waiting upon God to bring a change into what I spoke into existence. But you see, we don't want to go through pain. Pastor, nobody wants pain. Everybody wants to come for a service and be told, oh, you're going to prosper. And when I call an altar call here for prosperity, please do not come. Because your prosperity is going to come at a cost. Oh, you've got, let me tell you, I don't believe in abracadabra about the kingdom of God. I believe in the reality of the things of the kingdom. Amen? There surely is going to be opposition. There surely is going to be pain. There surely is going to be a cost that you need to pay to move from here to there. If you want to enlarge your territories, you've got to count the cost. If you want a new tent, a whole new tent, you've got to buy it and bring it. If you want new holders to hold the tent, you've got to buy them and bring them. If you need to clear the ground next to your tent so that you can enlarge it, let me tell you, you've got to clear the ground. There is going to be some work. There is going to be some sweat. But let me tell you, in this world, in the current world of production and results, everybody wants high-speed internet. And Kevin tells me, oh, ma'am, do not do that to your phone. That only gives you 0.8 gigs, and this will give you two. Let me tell you, I have no idea what those things are about. But he tells me, this is going to move faster than this. Because this generation wants things done yesterday. Oh, yes. They drive through an ATM machine, and it's not fast enough in giving the money. It doesn't matter who worked for the money. The ATM machine needs to produce the money quick, fast, and now. Brethren, let us be practical and real about the things of the kingdom. Whoever said there is no time of waiting? Abraham waited for so long for a son after the Lord had promised him. And his son waited for 60 years. There is going to be a time of waiting. Let me tell you, I don't trust anything that comes that fast. I'm so used to waiting in the presence of God that if you bring me immediate result, I will think about it. I will tarry back in the presence of God and find out, was this for me, O God, or is there something you want me to do with this? Because I'm used to going through those travailing moments in secret with God. Praise the Lord. Those things that Brother Ambrose, you're believing God for, keep travailing for them. Jeremiah said, where are the women who cry in this city? Bring them and bring their daughters too, and let them cry until they cause the men to shed tears. Those are serious moments of travail. You travail for success until you see it. Sister Purity tells me, oh, I have 4 videos to watch tonight before that paper is complete. And she calls me and tells me, and let me tell you, she has so much academic resources, it surprises me. Amen? But let me tell you, she travails and spends time to accomplish what she's looking for. Spend time with this word of God. Spend time in prayer with God. Spend time in secret places with God. Spend more time with God than you spend with your friends. Spend more time talking to God than you spend talking to anybody else. I'm convinced beyond any doubt that the moments that I spent speaking to God have brought so much difference in my life that I value the fellowship that I have with God. We came here with Sister Catherine and some other brethren on Wednesday, and the presence of God was so heavy in this church, we didn't want to leave. And I said, God, this is where I want to dwell. This is the experience that I want every day, that I may dwell in your house all the days of my life. Because inside here, Lord, there is no hunger, there is no thirst, there is no war. We have such freedom to worship in the presence of God. And let me tell you, this God that we have believed in, if there be war, he will protect you from the war. If you get surrounded, he's able to strike people with a brightness and they won't see you. He's able to cause you to walk in their midst and they don't harm you at all. He is the one to have on your side because his capabilities are so awesome. Oh, brethren, I tell you, all you need to see is what God is able to do in your life. And let me tell you, if he has brought you this far, how many people did you live in Kenya that wanted to come to America? And why are you in America anyway? We are here because the Lord wants us to be here by some divine appointment. So find out what your divine appointment is. And what does the Lord want you to do here? If the appointment was Pastor Muruti to stand here that one Sunday and speak that one word that he said, God would have caused him to stay in America for 30 years. So that word is going to bring a difference in your life. And when the Lord says mission accomplished, he will be out of here. Because he only causes you in a particular situation at a particular time for a reason. Once the purpose is accomplished, you will move. And if you do not move, let me tell you, you get pushed to the edge. I attended one counseling class, and this counselor kept telling me, Noel, you know what you need? You need to be pushed off the edge of where you're sitting. And you need to fall down so far that by the time you stand from that position, you will not be anything. You won't even recognize any piece that you knew before. Last time I went to Kenya, I went looking for Professor Mutegi. Because now I knew what he had seen. Because you would think what I needed was to fall down so far out of all the dignities that I knew. Until now, the Lord has made a new woman of what I am. From those broken pieces, the Lord has formed something new. It has been painful. Do not imagine to have a disintegrated arm or a disintegrated toe or just a nail is easy. It takes God. But let me tell you, it is so sweet once you have been through it with the Lord. Let me tell you, when Sister Waja brought these vessels to the house of the Lord, I kept looking at them from there and I said, how much work did it take the Smith's person to make this? And let me tell you something. This vessel got broken in my presence 2 weeks ago. One of our children took it and threw it down here and it broke. And I kept thinking, oh my God, I think they brought in a new one. You know what? They actually joined it up. And you can see the cracks. It got joined up. Let me tell you, when the Lord allows you to fall down and get cracked up, he will join you up again. He is not causing you to get broken up so that he can kill you. The Lord never has told me to walk on the waters. When he told Peter, walk on the waters, dare them. Come. It was not because he wanted Peter to sink. He wanted Peter to see who he was. I'll still rescue you, brother. Even if you go down, I will still get you. And he looked at Peter and said, Peter, it is you. I asked you the other day, Shuade, you ate bread and you ate fish. And you said that was good. And when I asked all of you, who do you think I am? All right? It is you who said who you thought I was. And when I said to everybody, now listen, yesterday I gave you fish and I gave you bread and you ate and you were full. Today, the gospel is different. You're going to eat of my body and drink of my blood. They said, gospel, hi. I've been telling you this man is going to come up with something different than what we know one day. Now you see what he's saying? Have you ever heard in this city the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the great men who knows the word speak such things? No way. I quit this gospel. I don't want this preaching anymore. I am out of here. And let me tell you, people quit. And the Lord looked at the few who were remaining and said, do you also want to go? This is by choice. Do you also want to go? The door is open. You want to go? It's all right. And Peter said, where shall we go? It is you who has eternal life. It takes a revelation. And he looked at Peter and said, on this shall I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When you have a revelation about the situation you're going through, you will be able to bear that situation because you have a revelation. You have a thus saith the Lord. Seek God for the situations you're going through. Travail until you bring forth. Those women who have been in labor know what it means to travail until you bring forth. Amen. Travail until you bring forth. And once you have brought forth, defend what the Lord gives you. The Bible says that defend your salvation and guard it with fear and trembling. Why would I need to guard anything with fear and trembling if there was no risk of losing it? It's because I can lose it. That is why I'm not going to pray any jokes when it comes to the matters of my salvation. Because Jesus Christ has died for me. Why do you want to belittle the work that Jesus Christ has done for me? I will defend it. Because the devils know the word of God and they tremble at it too. So do not get worried when everyone else is trembling at the things that they have heard about the kingdom. Defend your salvation and stand by it. Let me tell you, that is your green card to heaven. If you wanted to go to Mexico and you got to the border, they will say we need a something that shows that you are a resident. All truths are parallel. As much as they are physical things, so are they spiritual things. You need to have the mark of the blood of Jesus Christ as your salvation so that you will have an entry into the kingdom of God. And Jesus is not looking for anything else. He's not looking for those nice dresses. Oh, absolutely not. He's not worried about, let me tell you, God is not overwhelmed. That my bank account has overdrawn, he's not overwhelmed. No. You want to speak situations that are going to shock God? God will not be shocked. He's lived the whole life of Mama Caro and seen me through to eternity. So why do you want to shock me and overwhelm me with information? Praise the Lord. What we need to do is accept the transformation process. For behold, the old is gone and the new is come. Jesus Christ has worked for your salvation on Calvary. You have a job to do. Let nobody lie to you that now that you're born again, you asked us to sit in the living room. Hold on a minute. You asked us to sit and eat and dine and be comfortable. And who is paying for that cable that you're watching? That heavenly cable that you want to be watching 24/7, who is paying for it? I have never seen as anything as the Christians today. They want everything laid down here. And they don't need to work for it. No, just bring it. Jesus Christ is going to bring forth the manna. The gospel strategy has changed. It's not working like that. You need to wake up and work for that which you want. You've got to walk from here to there. When Jabez had prayed for the blessings and for the enlargement of his territory and the Lord accorded it to him, you are not going to pray with it. You are not going to touch it. Because you are not going to bring him the three other things that he talked about. He was not going to allow you to bring him sorrow, and he was not going to allow you to bring him grief. Because the Lord had taken them away. So once you have won a ground, can you defend the ground that you have won? Anything attacking your ground, you will have an authority to stand up. and say, excuse me, I have worked for this ground. I have pitched my tent here. This ground, I have paid a cost for it. How do you displace me from my territory? The Lord has given it to me by virtue of what he has done for me. In your garden of salvation, what do you need? Is it a trimming? Is it a weeding? If there's too much weed, it needs to be removed. If you need a pruning, if you need to have some branches cut so that you can produce fruit, go ahead. But I assure you, it's going to be at a cost and it's going to cause pain. There is no tree that we are going to prune and cut this off, and you expect that that tree is not going to breed and it's not going to hurt. It's just that your trees do not speak. But they hurt and they breed. So in our lives, when we get those things that are not necessary in the kingdom and they are cut off, we bleed and we hurt. But we need a time of separation from those things so that we can yield fruit. Stand the test of time. Because before you yield any fruit, you will need to be fully prepared and be ready for the kingdom of God. The Lord is going to take you through a time of preparation, just the way a bride gets adorned and we have a time to take them and make their hair and make their skin. Hold on a minute. You want it all done and you want to be that bride that Jesus Christ is looking for, but you don't want him to touch you. And when he comes to work with you and says, hey, you know what? That needs to be cut down a bit. Yeah. You know that talking? You need to do away with that. That's not the way a bride talks. Now, you know that walking? You're only supposed to carry the gospel of peace. Because I'm adorning you and putting the full armor of God on you. So that I'm going to present you holy and without blemish before God. So I've got to work on you. Yes, let the Holy Spirit work with you and work within you and work around you. Let the Spirit of God adorn you for you to be able to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. You think it's going to be a joke to be able to bring forth a fruit of patience? Let me tell you, you will be tested through it. You will be tested through it, and you're going to be determined, A, whether you have passed the exam or not. And let me tell you what I have found tough in the kingdom of God is any time the Lord gave me a cup to drink from, and I either screamed so much and got the brethren to pray me out, and I was there calling everybody, oh, Sister Purity, pray and fast with me this week. Oh, Sister Mogo, pray and fast with me this week. And they prayed me out of a situation. Because I was in class, and the Lord had determined you've got to pass this class, or either you're not going to move from here to there. Brethren, in the class of God, there is no running away. There are no windows in the class of God. You cannot jump through a window and decide, I'm not going to learn anymore, and I'm out of here. You can't tell God, I'm out of here. No. David says, even if you put my bed in the kingdom of the devil, God will still find me there. So he'll still get you. He'll still work on you. Because he has a destiny to make sure that he delivers you too. He has a place he's taking you to. So he's got to work on you and work with you. So when the Lord comes and says, brother, I have given you a job. It's got to be done. You know, we want to do these things to our kids. A child gets homework and I walk into the house and say, David, is your homework done? Can I see it before you go to sleep tonight? Because I'm the mother, okay? But when God gives me a business and tells me this needs to be done, I don't feel like I'm answerable to that. And I feel like I could escape it. And like I could downplay it. And you know, tread on it and just go past it. Things do not work like that in the kingdom of God. Brethren, let's be practical. We've got a responsibility to fulfill in the kingdom of God. We've got a duty. We are answerable to so many things. When we come to church on Sunday and Sister Purity has not cooked tea, she's answerable because we have given her that department. It's her responsibility, which she gladly accepted. That is a physical responsibility, a spiritual responsibility where the Lord has positioned her in this house to pray and fast for this house once a week. It's got to be done. And when you don't do it, you come to church and say, oh my God, that worship today. Because you moved. You should have been there. you want to watch success happen in your eyes in the kingdom of God, you've got to pay the price for it. You've got to stand in the gap for it. We've got to pray without ceasing. Brethren, I tell you, pray without ceasing. Even in your place of work, keep praying in the spirit without ceasing. Because that is the reason and the purpose as to why we are here. The Lord has made promises in our lives. He has made deposits in our banks that only we can withdraw. I'm the only person who has got a password to my heavenly ATM. There is no theft in the kingdom of God. There is no fraud to God reporting in the kingdom of God. I'm the only one who has got my password. Sister Fine is the only one who's got her password. She's the only one who can walk to her ATM and say, Lord, now I have come to withdraw from the deposits of the kingdom. I want Brother Munene to succeed. I want Sister Noel to succeed. And you say all the things that you want. And then when you see a physical manifestation of them, you are so grateful. You have more time now to go to the ATM again and get more. Because the Lord is giving us according to his riches in glory. And if he has spoken everything into being, he's not running bankrupt. Why are you worried about God running bankrupt? Have you looked at his taxes for last year and seen that? Praise be to God. God is not going to run bankrupt on you. Keep asking. It will keep coming. Amen. Stand on your feet in Jesus' name. After this service, I'm going to Oklahoma. I'll be preaching in this evening service in Oklahoma. Believe God with us for journey masses. And we will... Oh, do you give me greetings to Oklahoma Church? Yes. Amen in Jesus' name. Him who has called us is faithful, and he has spoken... Let me read this for you as we finish. In the book of Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. Isaiah 42, verse 16. The Bible says, now Pastor did that for us. Isaiah 42, verse 16. Isaiah 42, verse 16. The Lord will not leave you, and he will not forsake you. All the things that are crooked, he will make straight, and he will not let the bride fall. He is going to rid them in his paths and give right in darkness for the glory of the name of the Lord. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than anything, God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see. Bigger than all my problems and bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you this afternoon. Thank you for this Father you have come with us. Thank you because you will help each one of us to pay the cost that we need to pay in your kingdom for the treasures that you have deposited in our lives. So that, Lord, as we dispense them to other people, it will only be for the glory of your holy name. Thank you because you are causing us not to fear anything except you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for all the situations that each one of us is going through in this church today, because you have taken charge. Your word tells me that surely there is an end, but my expectation shall not be cut off. Lord, I'm trusting on you to make my expectation full for the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you so much.
Powerful, powerful word. Amen.